Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I will be with you until 9 o'clock. We started with music by Frédéric Chopin, actually a piece that I play fairly often here on Snooze Button. It's just a nice way to start a show off, particularly if you don't want to jump with both feet right into the morning. Although in a town like Lillooet, most people jumped into the morning with both feet some time ago. But, you know, you just don't want your nerves rattled too much anyway. That was the Etude in E-flat minor, Opus 10, number 6. Yanina Fialkowska was playing the piano, and we'll come back and hear her in another of the Etudes, one in a major key, in a few minutes. But right now it's time for weather and road reports. Yesterday, 1.0 millimeters of precipitation. Didn't even notice that. Maybe it was early in the morning. The low yesterday, 11.4. High made it up to a wonderful 27.1 in the afternoon. I think we managed to squeeze a couple of extra degrees out of the forecast. As of 7 a.m., the temperature at 17 degrees. Environment Canada tells us today a mixture of sun and cloud, wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60. They're saying it's not going to be quite as high, quite as warm. A high today of 23 predicted. UV index at 7, though, and that is on the high side of high. Tonight, mainly cloudy, wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, a low tonight of 15. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, a high of 24. Friday, sunny, a low of 16, a high of 27. Saturday, sunny, a low of 13, and a high of 31. And at this point, Sunday, predicted to have a mixture of sun and cloud, a low of 12, and a high of 27. So dry, warm, and mostly sunny. Can't complain too much about that. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province. Right now in Fredericton, New Brunswick, it is 15 degrees with light rain. Montreal, mainly sunny and 21. Toronto, also 21, partly cloudy there. Iqaluit is mostly cloudy and plus 3. In Winnipeg, it is 17 degrees and mostly cloudy. Saskatoon, cloudy and 13. Yellowknife, 12 degrees and mainly sunny. Edmonton, sunny and 15, and Calgary, 11 degrees and mostly cloudy. Whitehorse, partly cloudy and 6 degrees. Prince George is 14 and mostly cloudy. And closer to home, Clinton, sunny and 10. Hope, 14 degrees and cloudy. Kamloops, mostly cloudy and 13. 13 degrees in Pemberton, and in Vancouver, it is partly cloudy and 13. And on the highways, let me get to the highway page here so I can make sense of this for you, or my best attempt at making sense. Highway 1, rock scaling at the summit of Jackass Mountain. That's 17 kilometers west of Lytton, if you don't already know. 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily and runs through June the 27th. Single lane alternating traffic there with up to 20-minute delays. Between Lytton and Cache Creek on Highway 1, maintenance from 46 kilometers west of Cache Creek on into Cache Creek. That works 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and runs daily through June the 20th, so just a couple more days to go. Single lane alternating traffic there. And then we'll move to Highway 12. This is ongoing mowing between Lillooet and 24 kilometers north of Lytton, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. until further notice. Single lane alternating traffic, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily until further notice, and single lane alternating traffic where that's going on. Highway 40, the construction continues from 12 to 16 kilometers west of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, running through September 15th. Single lane alternating traffic there. Mowing from Goldbridge, from Lillooet to Goldbridge on Highway 40, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily until further notice, with single lane alternating traffic there. And then we move to Highway 99 South. Where is it? There it is. Construction from 14 to 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, continuing through September 15th. Single lane alternating traffic there. And on Highway 199 North, mowing from Lillooet to the Hat Creek corner, that's 55 kilometers north of Lillooet, if you're not familiar with the area. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily until further notice, and single lane alternating traffic where that's going on. I should also mention a number of events coming up in the Whistler area on the weekend, that various races and the things of that nature that will probably cause some traffic slowdowns. But if you want the details on all of that, you can go to the Drive BC website. Otherwise, if you're traveling that way on the weekend, just watch out for signs and people running or cycling and that sort of thing, which is a good idea at any time. Let's see, that's it for weather and roads, so I think we can jump back to the music. It is Piano Wednesday here on Snooze Button, so we've got Chopin, then we've got one of Chopin's favorite composers coming up after that, Mozart, and then the rest of the program will be given over to George Gershwin. Hope you like those three composers. So let's go back to the Chopin Etudes. We'll hear the Etude in A flat major, Opus 25, number 1. This is a study in rapid swirling chordal figurations. When you look at it on the page, most of the notes are printed in really, really tiny print, and only the melodic notes are printed in regular size music notes. And so it looks a little bit odd on the page, but those things, those swirly bits, those are just arabesques that are there to provide a sense of ongoing movement, and also as a way of stretching out the harmonies, I guess, is the way best way that I could put it. This etude, sometimes known as the Aeolian harp etude, I guess, suggesting a harp that is played by the wind. Yeah, make of it what you want. It's a very beautiful piece, though, and pretty tricky challenge. Well, so are all of the etudes of Chopin. But this one requires some pretty wide stretches for both hands. Anyway, not a difficulty for Janina Fialkowska, yet another of the many great pianists who have played here in Lillooet.
Thank you.
For a piece that's not fast and doesn't sound fast and is only, in this recording, 3 minutes and 24 seconds long, there are an awful lot of notes going by in that page, in that piece. I'm trying to remember, let's see, it's in 4-4, so there's about 24, most of the time, 24 notes in each hand, in each bar. I have no idea how many bars it is, but it's just crazy. There's lots going on in that. The Etude A-flat in A-flat major, Opus 25, number 1 by Chopin, and that was pianist Janina Fialkowska. Okay, it's 8:16, and let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. Actually, what I'm going to do now, just for the heck of it, I'm going to turn up the volume on the Osprey nest in Nelson a little bit. You're hearing some Nelson traffic noise there. I don't want to turn it up too much, so I'll keep it down low, just in case there are some vocalizations I was watching a few minutes ago, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But right now, let me give you the schedule for today. When Snooze Button wraps up, I will leave you with music from the Folk World Reggae playlist. Took me a minute to figure out what day it was. Let's see. Of course, we're not switching to Studio One in Lillooet Secondary School this week, and most likely not for the rest of the school year. Because of the teacher strike, so we'll stay with the Folk World Reggae playlist until 3 p.m. when it's time for Democracy Now! That's followed at 4 o'clock by The First Years. That's a program put together by Halina, who works at the Family Place, and that's a show that offers lots of valuable ideas and tips and tricks and suggestions, especially for people who are caregivers of young children. Halina hasn't been able to give us any new shows in a while. She's been very busy. She's taking some courses and stuff now. But I ran into her a day or two ago, and she said that she is hoping to be able to get us a new show sometime in the next few weeks. Later this evening, Wendy's Wonderland with your inimitable host, Wendy Parker. That's from 6 until 8 p.m., and that's it for the schedule. You can check out the schedule at our website, radiolillooet.ca. You'll also find many of our shows posted in podcast form. Information about upcoming public community events and that sort of thing, and a link to live streaming Lillooet and lots of other fun things, cool pictures and stuff like that. Okay, yes, the Osprey Nelson, the Nelson Ospreys. Sorry, I get that correctly. Things are doing well. I saw a part of a feeding this morning. The three chicks are seem to be very healthy and are growing noticeably, not crazily yet, but that sort of inflationary phase of growth will be starting very, very soon. I think it's still possible to distinguish between the three, at least to distinguish the one that hatched last, as it is still a little bit on the small side compared to the other two. The weather in Nelson has improved somewhat. I've seen a few drops of rain coming down this morning, but not too bad, but certainly better than it was on the weekend. And as I mentioned yesterday, on this website, columbiawireless.ca, they have now added a chat window at the bottom underneath the live streaming video. And I'm not wild about chat windows. Occasionally I've picked up valuable information about this particular nest from reading it, and I don't know, this kind of bugs me. I've learned that the ospreys have been named Nelson, that being the male, and Nellie, the female. And, yeah, okay, I can understand the affection people feel for them. Can't we just let them be ospreys? I don't know. I prefer that myself, but I can understand. I guess there's that human need to do that. I just think it should be kind of limited to pets. Anyway, things seem to be going very well there, and if you haven't checked it out, I urge you to tune in. They have now had over 132,000 hits to the website. Keep in mind, last Thursday, before the first chick hatched, they had about 80,000. So that number has gone up 50,000 in just a few days, and that 80,000 was over the space of several weeks. So gives you an idea, there are a lot of people checking in. Okay, I think we'll turn the sound down there so I don't forget to do so during the next music. Last week, I started playing some of the recordings that Walter Gieseking, French pianist, well, French slash German pianist, kind of hard to classify because of where he was born and the fact that it's changed hands and that sort of thing a few times. Walter Gieseking recorded all of the solo piano music of Mozart during the 1950s, just a few years before his death. And they are real classic recordings of this music. And I had, prior to playing them last week, I had spent the weekend before that listening to a number of them, which I had not done in a very long time, and just was really enjoying them. So I said over the next few weeks we would be hearing more, and we're going to get more now. We're going to listen to a recording of one of the sonatas complete. The sonata number 3 in B flat major. This is one of the earlier piano sonatas by Mozart. It was written probably when he was about 15 or so years old. Already a very accomplished piece. It's really, really just brilliant writing. The first movement opens with sort of a flourish, kind of an ornamental flourish, and that lends a sense of kind of a Rococo style to the whole first movement. Very attractive piece. It's not entirely characteristic of mature Mozart, but there's enough of it in there you can probably recognize it as Mozart. The second movement marked Andante Amoroso, so it doesn't drag. Andante means that it needs to kind of move along a little bit. It's still the slow movement of the three movements, but it's just not exceptionally slow. And then the finale, it sounds a little bit more like the mature Mozart that you find in some of the piano concertos and some of the later chamber music. Anyway, I just think this is a wonderful sonata. Unfortunately, the first four sonatas of Mozart kind of get pushed aside for the later works. And yes, as I say, the later works are more characteristic, but I think the first four sonatas are really quite interesting, and sometime next week I may bring in another one of them. Anyway, here is Walter Gieseking with this sonata by Mozart.
Thank you.
A little bit of Osprey vocalization there for us. Okay, that was Walter Gieseking playing the Sonata No. 3 in B-flat major by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Kürschel No. 281, if you really care about these things, and one of those great, rather humorous and unexpected endings that you sometimes find in Mozart. He kind of scatters them throughout his career. It is 8:37, and time for some public service announcements. I've got all sorts of new things here, so we're going to concentrate mainly on those today. There are a number of things coming up this weekend or next week in this batch of announcements. So June 21st, that's Saturday this weekend, is Luke's Kick Cancer and Silent Auction fundraiser presented by the Lillooet Fire Zone. There will be a car wash and barbecue taking place at the Bylow parking lot from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday the 21st, with a special appearance by Smokey the Bear. The silent auction, you can bid online at the Facebook event page, which is called Luke's Kick Cancer and Silent Auction Fundraiser, or you can make bids in person at a variety of local businesses around town. Bidding will end after the car wash. 100% of the proceeds go to the Coggins family to help with the costs that are associated with Luke's treatment. And this event sponsored by a number of people. Blackcomb Aviation and Bylow Foods, Lillooet News, Radio Lillooet, Lordco, Rev It Up, Cal Tire, Shoelaps, Lillooet Wellness Center, Fort Barron's, Bitterbine Hop Company, Ian Routley, Brad Ullman, and the Rugged Bean Cafe, and Lordco. The District of Lillooet wants to remind you that there is a region-wide workshop, Community Economic Development Workshop, coming next Tuesday, June the 24th. 21st, I'm making up new words. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That will be at the Rec Center here. It's open to all residents of the Squamish Lillooet Regional District, areas A and B, residents of the District of Lillooet and Stadtlium communities are invited to participate. The workshop objectives to bring together representatives from all the communities in areas A and B, the District of Lillooet and the Stadtlium communities, to build relationships and explore common interests, communicate and network about economic development initiatives, and present draft community economic development projects and identify priority actions. If you'd like more information, you can get in touch with Mike Simpson, Senior Regional Manager. The telephone number is 250-314-9660. That's in Kamloops. You can also email M. Simpson. Sorry, I'm kind of reverting to an earlier accent that I had years ago. M. Simpson, just like it sounds, M-S-I-M-P-S-O-N, at fraserbasin.bc.ca. And there is a town hall meeting coming Wednesday, June the 25th, regarding the future of the Miyazaki House. That will be at 7 p.m. in the Seniors Center, St. John's Parish Hall. You know where it is, near the skateboard BMX park to the south of the rec center. I think I may be missing one here. There's that. Let's see. Oh, there's an open mic night coming. This is not that soon, but before too long, coming the open mic night to the Doro Cafe Lounge. That will be... Oh, actually, kicks off June 22nd, so just in a few days. And there'll be another one July the 6th, 2 to 4 p.m. More dates to follow. There's no admission fee. All age groups welcome. Performance arts. You can do music, poetry, comedy, storytelling. No karaoke, please. To register, contact Kate Maxson, the project coordinator. The email address is openmiclulowet, that's openmiclulowet at hotmail.com. And also there's a website, www.openmiclulowet.com. For more info, you can also call 250-256-4461. And I did that one. And the Teddy Bear Picnic, this is put on by the Lulowet Infant Development Program. They are inviting children from birth to age 3 years old, and their parents, caregivers, of course, to the Teddy Bears Picnic, which is Thursday next, that'll be a week from tomorrow, June the 26th, 10 a.m. to noon, and that is on the lawn of the rec center. Children, bring your favorite teddy bear. Make sure you don't lose it. Fun activities for children and their teddies, story time, live music, Mother Goose songs and rhymes. Lemonade will be served. Bring your own snack and blanket, and siblings are welcome. And if you have further questions, you can get in touch with the Lulowet Infant Development Program at 250-256-7877. And I think that's all I'll hit you with today. So the female osprey is currently sitting on the nest. That is her that is doing that sort of ongoing vocalization we've been hearing. The male was perched at the edge a few minutes ago. He had brought in some fresh fish, though I don't see the fish now. And there's no feeding going on, and I haven't seen the chicks since I've been here. Anyway, enough of that. Let me turn down the sound there. And for the rest of the hour, we're going to turn to music by George Gershwin, and we're going to listen to a complete recording of Rhapsody in Blue, which I haven't played here in a while. Gershwin wrote this piece in 1924 for a concert that was called something like An Experiment in Modern Music. And I can't remember now the other pieces that were on the program. I do remember one of them was not that modern. I mean, it was relatively modern in chronologically, but in style, not especially. That's the famous Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 by Edward Elgar that you may know as Land of Hope and Glory. There were some other pieces on the concert, and I seem to recall that they were not, again, not all that modern. This was probably the most outlandish thing on the program, and only outlandish because it mixed elements of jazz and classical music. The piece seems to have been fairly well received by critics, and there is one thing I need to tell you about it. At the very beginning of the music, there is the famous clarinet solo where the clarinet has to do a slide, a glissando as it's called. And that was not originally something that Gershwin wrote. That was something that the clarinetist was fooling around doing in a rehearsal, and Gershwin heard it and liked it and said, "Do that, do that." Gershwin scored this piece for essentially a dance band orchestra, which would have been consisting primarily of woodwinds and brass, and I think the only one of the conventional stringed orchestral stringed instruments in it was probably string bass. A few years later, Ferdy Groffé, very well known for the Grand Canyon Suite, he made the orchestrated the version for full orchestra. And that's the one that tends to be heard most often nowadays. Now, the recording we're going to listen to is one that critics don't seem to like very much, but which I seem to like a great deal. It's a recording, I think, from the 1970s that was made very late 70s or 1980 even, featuring Leonard Bernstein playing the piano and also conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. The main complaint the critics seem to have about this is the number of liberties that Bernstein takes with some stylistic elements of this. There are some parts of it, particularly the slower, bluesier sections, which Bernstein plays in an almost sleazy way. That's really the best way I can describe it. I think it works extremely well. I guess the critics wanted a little greater element of restraint in there. And for sure, I mean, the way that Bernstein plays it is quite differently from the way that that Gershwin played it on a, I think it was a piano roll recording that he made of this piece. But I still like Bernstein's. Maybe that's because it was the first version that I grew up with, although that was an earlier recording he had made of it. And Bernstein first learned Rhapsody in Blue playing a version of it for just solo piano, no orchestra whatsoever. And in that version, Gershwin had cut out a section that it's impossible it's excuse me, this particular section that was cut out, it's impossible to kind of combine both the piano and the orchestral parts without it just sound on the piano without it sounding ridiculous. It works fine when you've got an orchestra and a piano. But it would have been impossibly difficult, or just not sounded good to include it. So Gershwin cut that out. That's the version that Bernstein first learned that left out that section. And for the rest of his life, he left out that section whenever he was playing Rhapsody in Blue. So it's cut out of this particular recording. So you're missing, I don't know, 30 seconds, 45 seconds of music here. And actually, it's the piano solo version, the very same one that Bernstein first learned, that I've quasi-learned to play on the piano, not especially well. But it also is lacking that section, so I'm always a little surprised when it does pop up. This recording uses Ferdi Graffay's full orchestration. And one really neat thing I like about this is that there are a few spots in this recording where you can actually hear that there is a banjo being used in the orchestra, which was part of Gershwin's original dance band orchestration, and then Groffé carried it over into the full orchestra version. I think I've said enough about it. Everybody knows this piece. It's very familiar. You'll know some tunes from it, even if you don't think you do. So, Leonard Bernstein, Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, and music by Gershwin.
Thank you.
Well, like it or not, there was Leonard Bernstein's, I guess really his final thoughts on Rhapsody in Blue, although that was recorded many years before he died. He didn't come back to the piece, at least in the recording studio later on. He was playing the piano, and he was also directing the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. And I always wonder if Gershwin had, at the very end there, if he had "and many more" in mind when he came up with that final little flourish for the orchestra. That's what it always reminds me of, anyway. It is 9:04. We're going to do encores. We're going to throw in two encores. I was going to play you the three jazz preludes for piano solo by Gershwin, and I brought in the wrong CD for that. But fortunately, the one I brought in was still Gershwin and still piano. So we're going to hear two songs that come from the musical he wrote right around the same time as Rhapsody in Blue, this musical, Lady Be Good. And we will hear the title song, Oh Lady Be Good, and then Fascinating Rhythm. These are recordings by British pianist Jack Gibbons, who spent a long time listening very, very carefully to multiple recordings of Gershwin playing some of these pieces, along with many, many others, and also listening to the piano rolls. And he came up with, they're versions that are based very, very closely on what Gershwin did in those various recordings, maybe incorporating different elements from different versions, and he made a few of his own additions as well. I think they work really well, and he seems to be a great stylist at it. So here he is with these two songs.